to holding Hilchas Tefillin, Sif Vav. Lo yehidav achoytis bein Tefillin of Sarai. Should not have any chatzitza between the Tefillin and his basa. Lo yishno yad lo yishno sharoish. There's no difference whether it's the shalyad or the roish. V'sa'ar is k'tar is short here lo hevi chatzitza. Shadarkim v'kach. Aval oizner megalim blurius milvad shudarach shachat v'gai v'yish v'zeh issa. Those that grow long hair, besides that which is their shachatz mos and gaiva, and there's isur in it. Yesh oidus and shema nochas tefillin. The chiyum shegedoyim harbe heavy chatzitza. So in regard to this halach is a tshuvas rosh wrote down the beisayisiv. He learned that dina chatzitza by tefillin shel yad from the pasuk of al yod cha should be on your yad, and he's medame to the dinim. My big day kunaway over there says al besaroi, and the gemara in zvachim erech and learnei adine chatzitza by the big day kahuna. It says the rosh is mistaber that just like the Torah is makpid on chatzitza by shalyad, so too they're makpid on shalroish, and we could dashne from bene necha. But and then that's where the rosh brings it down. Halachas ketan is that whether it's bein shalyad bein shalroish, there's dine chatzitza. Now, in this dimion of the Rosh of Tefillin to Big Day Kuna, the Magen Avraham went all the way with it. He took it to the fullest, and therefore he says, just like over there, Min B'minoi in Avir's Chaitzitz, over there we're very machmer by Big Day Kuna, even a Koldahu's Chaitzitz, even a small man's Chaitzitz, so too, over here, would be awesome in B'minah, it would be Chaitzitz. And the Mishmur brings down this sheet, which in the Levush Yisrod, that those that are knowing to wrap the Ritzua underneath the bias, even though the Ritzua is leather with leather, it's Min B'minah, but he should be careful not to point to the Levush Yisrod, because it will be a Chatzitza. However, the Tila, the David, and the Mishmur brings down B'shem, the Revit Hazav, they held that no, by tefillin we're going to say min b'min is not chaitzitz, and therefore according to that would be muta to wrap the ritzua around his arm, even though it's going underneath his tefillin. And the Tila Dov explains that we're not medame the min b'min part to big dekuna, because by big dekuna it's a special chumra. That's the sheet of the Rosh. In the sheet of the Rashba. If the Rashba held that by Shalyad is a chatzitza, by Shalroish there's no chatzitza, or he held that bein Shalyad, bein Shalroish, there is no chatzitza. Just on the Shalyad is another halacha of lechala ois. There should be ois for you, and therefore it should be on your hand as ois. But Kabbalah in the Mishmur brings down Moshe and Magen Avraham that even a chatzitza koldahu. There's a live kina over there. Shlehei mafzi ben tefillin lebasa. V'akopanim b'kina mesa v'ofa and dirt yesh lizar. V'alkein yesh noigin lircha it's mokam hanachas tefillin. Therefore, there are those that are noig to wash the mokam hanachas tefillin to make sure there's not even any ofa, any dirt mir chaitzis. The Kaf Chaim brings down a second reason why people are noig to wash the mokam tefillin out. Covered and for the kedushas tefillin. The Shari Tshuva brings down a very interesting. It brings down from the Berchei Yosef that those that are noig to wash should be careful to dry the area where the tefillin is, which seems that the Berchei Yosef held so vite that a koldo is chaitzes that even if there'll be water over there. It will be wet, it will be chaitzit. There may be another, it could be there's another reason why he says to dry it, because it will ruin the tefillin. Our tefillin won't get ruined from it because we have gases, the leather is much thicker. But then the tefillin with daka, so it could be if your hair is still wet or your hand's still wet, it will seep through and ruin the tefillin. So it could be that was the reason why he said to wash it. Now, just one more point also that I'm sure we've came across the Gemara in Sukkah and in other places where the Gemara says that when it comes to Dine Chatzitza, by Tevila, by Toivling. And also we find the same thing by Netilas Yidayim, which is similar to Tevilas, to Tevilas Agof. That if you have a Chatzitza that's Ruba or Makbid, that it's on Roiv the Gof, and one is Makbid to remove it, will be Chaitzitz. Midairaisa. Midrabanan, Chatzitza would be if it's Roiv Gof or Makbid, even if it's only a meat. However, over here, but we only find it, the Gemara is brought down a few places, but each time it's talking about either Tevila or Netila. But in other places, could be there's different klalim to it. Like we see over here in the Gemara Zvachim, by Big Day Kuna, even a meat, even a kina would be a chatzitza. Right? The Gemara is mistapik about Avir being a chatzitza. Or Cyrus Shleibim Koimam, the Gemara is mistapik about by the Koin, if the hair is not. Is moved over from a different place. So the Acharim point out that this halacha Meshem Sinai, Rubai Makbid, is dafka by Tzvila, and that's why by Netilas Lulav and Tafresh Nun Aleph, Siv Zayin, over there, it's brought down that person should hold the lulav, should take the, if he's wearing tefillin, he shouldn't be wrapped around his hand, or he shouldn't be wearing rings, take them off before he shakes. And the gross mashma over there, that's Mekar Adin, even though it's only a miyot, because the halacha Meshem Sinai wasn't said over there. So therefore, going back to over here in Tefillin, the klalim of chatzitza is not going to work with the same klalim you'll find in other places. There are many nidoinim that come up in a gei chatzitza. One is, let's say, the hair on the head. Let's start with the hair on the head that's attached to the person. So that's a chelik of the gof, and that's batel to the gof. So that's not a chatzitza. After one takes a haircut, sometimes there are little pieces of hair left in that are detached. So the Tila David goes with his shita that we said before, that you can be makel with the leftover hair on the head. That's left with the hair that's attached, because we'll say min b'mina is not chaitzitz. The hair with the hair is not chaitzitz. So, but the Mishnah Berurah was mashma. He brought down the other achrayim. Was mashma that the chatzchila. He doesn't say aser. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say aser, but he's mashma the chatzchila. He shouldn't be samech on this heter of min b'mina. That's not chaitzitz. And also, he brings down from the Machzis the shekel, Mishnah Berurah. Ra alai ha-maisa shalaisa anoshim, that they grow long hair. And, right, the kitzah that we just saw brought it down, that they're growing long hair. So you see that that even though it's min b'minoi, right, who cares that's long hair, but it's min b'minoi. So you see that they're not happy with this. Could be the zechelik between the Ritzuais and the Cyrus. Could be you could be a mechalik. Hakapanim, there's mashmais from the Magen Avraham that even if the hair is in its place, it's possible there will be a chatzitza. Prim Gadim is on the Prim Gadim. How can you say that? The Gemara Zvachim is talking about, when the Gemara Zvachim by Big Dekun is talking about Cyrus that came chutzlim koimai. Was mashma kol shabim koimam and chaitzin. Right? And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan also points out that if it's bim kaiman, it's not going to be chaitzitz. It's only if it's coming shaloi bim kaiman. So at the end of the day, there's many different nidainim and dachainim about people that grow long hair. If it is chaitzitz, not chaitzitz. Seems to me that at the end of the day, the din would be that the hair which is in its place, that's where it grows. So even if it's long or a lot, but it won't be chaitzitz. But as soon as you're bringing it over from shloibim kaiman, that may be a chaitzitz. As soon as pulling over the hair from out of its place, they're bald, they want to pull over, that would be a problem. If they're embarrassed, and therefore they don't want to do it, so at least b'shas the bracha, they should move the hair away, put it on their head, and then after the bracha, they could put it there. We said Avir also, the Gemara's Bacham by Big Dekunin remains with a suffix b'negei Avir. Meaning if it's not on the head mamish or on the arm. So the Achrayim speak out that that either you could say if most of it is on your head, we're not talking about out of its place, right? But if you look at your bias, the corners are like sticking out in the ear, or part of it, it's in the right place, just it's not on the arm itself. So either you could say if roiv, some say if roiv is munach over there, it's fine, or that chelik of it, which it's kvan efsh, it's impossible unless you have a very small bias to have a mamsh on your head. So therefore, there's no kpeda. So on that, we're not going to be makbid, as long as it's on you. We're not going to be makbid on that. Okay, fine. We'll stop here.